Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Conversations I've had with coaches about his inability to throw the football, yet his coach is a quarterback whisperer in college. That was Jim Harbaugh. Mike, you were just looking at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
And my whole beef with this was, I don't think what we saw last week was, look, and every team's not going to do what we did to him. We'll see when he gets back. But the question was really, Dukes, are you over-evaluating this defense? Are we putting too much stock into what we saw? I don't feel that way. I feel like what we saw is just the potential. It's just the start of what this defense can be. Remember, we got all these rookies that are making plays. But you looked at the numbers, and Mike was in here going, whoa! What? Whoa!
So J.J. McCarthy's average yards per game throwing the ball at Michigan, 155.7 yards. Yikes. Michael Penix Jr., his entire career college average, 286 yards per game. If you look at his 2 years at UW, 340 yards per game. I mean, wow. It's now, I know that, and because maybe the knee and the medical history scared some teams off, that was the report pre-draft that year, 2 years ago, and McCarthy has a little bit more mobility, but still, I mean, one guy sounds like he's, you know, ready to drop bombs. I mean, that's like Dan Fouts' college average numbers.
It really is. And here's the thing. The argument, and I love this, well, you know, Penix played with pros. So did McCarthy.
What would you call Michigan? And Michigan and those guys
Mike,
all
they won the national championship.
And they were paid like pros to stick around that final year.
So, like, that's ridiculous. I know he had Roma Dunze, and I get it. But at the end of the day, Michigan was as loaded, if more, because they ended up winning the national championship. That's the argument. And while we're talking about this, it just gets back to, do you believe what your eyes showed you last week with our defense?
I know it was a different time in Europe, but Dan Fouts, considered one of the greatest accurate passers in NFL history. If you're looking for college reference, Michael Penix Jr. nearly threw for twice the average yards than Dan Fouts. I mean, how the game has evolved.
Sure.
But
Fouts,
that's interesting.
Yeah, because Fouts was like the forefront of all that,
right?
You know, vertical passing game with the Chargers back in the day. Who am I thinking of, Mike? That wide receiving core with the Chargers.
Oh, man.
There was not Justin Jefferson.
Wes Chandler.
Jefferson was one of them. I can't remember who it was. But, yeah, man, they had a great receiving core. But he was so damn good back in the day, Dan Fouts. With the
I'm trying to think. Kellen Winslow was an amazing
tight end.
Hold on. This is like a splinter in my brain because that's one of my favorite teams as a kid. Hold on. I'll get it to you. Wes Chandler.
Who was the other wide receiver?
Charlie Joyner.
Ah, thank you.
Kellen Winslow. Chuck Muncy with the goggles, running the rock. One of the greatest games of all time, that AFC semifinal against Miami.
It really
And then
was.
They have to go around and turn around. And then they got to play
Cold
Cincinnati.
Weather.
Right.
Cold weather.
And then Cincinnati goes to the Super Bowl.
I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, man, our man B-Mac is here. Brian McFadden, analyst for CBS and obviously covers the NFL. And B, appreciate you jumping on with us. We are curious. I want to start where we've been talking about. What you saw last week with the Falcons defense, do you think we're overvaluing the Falcons defense? Or you think this team has real potential defensively to be as good as what we saw last week?
Man, first off, what I saw last Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings was something that we haven't seen from Atlanta defensively in quite some time. We haven't seen the dominance at the point of attacking the trenches, just playing on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage, and most importantly, getting sacks. Correct me if I'm wrong, they had like six sacks. six, right?
Yes.
Like, when was
six.
The last time Atlanta had a game where they had six sacks?
2017.
Like, that's 2017. Man, we're 2025 right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Think about it. So it's been that long since they've delivered to that level. So that was surprising to see. And I think this is sustainable. And the reason why is because you got a bunch of dudes that know how to hunt the quarterback. You got a bunch of dudes that know, that plays with the confidence that they can win their one-on-one matchups. And I love what, when you look at the decision that Terry Fontenot made going back to the draft, addressing a major need in the first round with Walker and then trading back in the first round to go get another guy that can make the defense better in James Pierce. All of those guys have balled out. And then look at the back end. Like, how many – think about this, guys. When was the last time you seen Atlanta hit on draft picks where they make immediate impact?
Right,
like
never.
Like we're seeing right now early in the season.
Not on so defense, that's a great, right.
That's a good sign, man. That's a good sign. And I think it is sustainable because the young players that we praised Sunday will continue to get more confidence, will get more experience, and really take off. So they're just, you know, scratching the surface right now.
Talk with our man, Brian McFadden. We don't have A.J. Terrell this week. You know, when you got that kind of pressure, though, the complimentary football, any concern? I mean, I know we talked about McMillan, the rookie wide receiver for Carolina. Leggett looks like he's out. But do you feel like if they continue that pressure rate, the secondary will be fine?
The secondary should be fine. Like, a defensive back's best friend is pressure. When I played in Pittsburgh, we used to tell our defensive coordinator, Dick LeBeau, all the time, coach, make it hot so we can squat. Because when that ball coming out hot, baby, we're going to start squatting on some routes because we know they can't go far. They can't run deep routes. And this is a great situation for some of the young players without having A.J. Terrell in the lineup. You're playing against an offense that's still trying to figure things out. Outside of Tet McMillan, they don't have any reliable pass catcher that has emerged to be a guy for them. Now, McMillan is looking the part so far. I got to keep it real. He looks like he's going to be a dude. But outside of that, man, go out and build on what you did last week. A coach told me years ago, guys, the difference between a great team and a good team, they praise wins. Great teams, they get better after winning. Mm. Let's see if the Falcons will get better after winning like they did Sunday night.
It's a really good phrase, and that's the thing. You can't take steps back if you are as good as advertised. It's Brian McFadden, guys, joining us here. Two-time Super Bowl champion as we talk about what's going down in Week 3 of the NFL. Last night, you said the Dolphins were cooked last week. Now they're really cooked, right? They're going to fire McDaniel?
Hey, you know what, though? Let's keep it real, guys. Watching that ball game, the team actually played. It wasn't like they laid down. They played, and they made that game interesting, you know, more so than the double-digit win that it was. It was a lot closer. So I don't think he is heading to being fired. I think they will allow him to try to correct his wrongs, right? And that was a telling sign last night, even though they lost. See, the biggest issue for Miami is injuries. I mean, the secondary is much maligned with so many injuries, and it's hard to ask a second string or a third string to come in and play like a first stringer. You guys know it's hard, especially when you're playing against the level of competition that they played against last night. So I think this is a due processing type of deal where each week he has an opportunity to earn leverage to stay in that position or, you know, maybe be further to the outside looking in. But, I mean, if you're a casual football fan, guys, when you watch that ball game, there were moments where you felt like the Dolphins could win. You know what I mean? I think that was not expected before kickoff last night.
Our man, Brian McFadden, and that's the thing with a coach like that. Maybe you're just better off Mike McDaniel. We said this before you came on, B. Maybe just he's better as a coordinator. You know, you had Mike Tomlin. You had Cowher. I mean, there's some coaches that you – and by the way, I don't know if you want to name specific names. Sometimes it's a coordinator. But you just know that guy's – he's just not cut out to be the HC.
Hey, Mike, Carl, I would take Mike McDaniels in a heartbeat as a coordinator. Like, his office is a very, very next level. Right. But that's the thing that people really overlook. When you're a head coach, it's not just about the X's and O's. Can you lead men? Do they respect you? Will they follow you? Can you get them fired up week in and week out? Head coaching and being a coordinator are two different things, and that's why you see a lot of coaches excel more in a coordinator position than a head coaching position because you have to oversee everything. You have to do it for 365 days out of the year.
All right. Lots of talk about the Bears this week. Ben Johnson calling his team out saying we haven't practiced like a championship team, blah, blah, blah. They shocked the Cowboys. Cowboys at Bears. It's supposed to be rainy, blah, blah, blah. This weekend, we'll see how that plays out. For some reason, I'm liking the Bears' chances here because of that big emotional win with the Cowboys last week over the Giants. But am I fooling myself?
No, I mean, you would think at some point things would click better for Chicago. I think in 2 weeks of play there, they've been one of the more disappointing teams in the National Football League. When you talk about getting one of the more coveted offensive minds to come be their head coach, along with some of the additions they made personnel-wise, and losing to a rookie, not a rookie, but a quarterback making his first start in J.J. McCarthy, who just played good football in fourth quarter, and then the way they lost last week, being dominated, allowing 51 points. So get this, guys. In the last five quarters for Chicago defensively, when you look at four quarters against Detroit and then the fourth quarter against Minnesota, they've surrendered 72 points, over 70 points, in five quarters of play. So now it's about a get-right moment, you know what I mean? And then you look at what Russell Wilson did against the Cowboys defensively. If you're Caleb Williams, man, you got to be licking your chops. You got to be licking your chops. If you're Ben Johnson, you got to be licking your chops. Because if Russell Wilson and the New York Giants can put up 30-plus points on the Dallas Cowboys on the road, you get that same defense at home, you need to deliver. And this is a winnable game, to your point, Carl. They need to find a way to win this ball game. Because starting off 0-3 in the National Football League, especially for a team that had positive aspirations, that's not a good start in year one for Ben Johnson. And it definitely won't be a good start for the potential all-world quarterback in Caleb Williams when you look at the expectations that have been attached to him since entering in the NFL.
Hey, man, it's Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers. What happened to your Steelers, man? Special teams, I mean, just a meh kind of game. Seattle outscored Steelers 17-3 in the fourth to kind of step away and win by two scores last week.
I ain't got no service. I can't hear you. What was the question? I ain't got no service.
All right. Well, is A-Ron going to bounce back? What happens now? Because they're going to New England. Vrabel's going to have something cooking for y'all.
Listen, man, listen. You know what? The most disturbing thing about the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2 weeks of play, even though they're 1-1, where's the defense, man? Like, where is the defense? You allow 30-plus points, if I'm not mistaken, in two games. I know week one against the Jets, but you allowed a massive amount of points. And you got outscored in the second half, I think it was 24-7 against Seattle. So that's the most concerning thing, because they have one of the more expensive defensive units in the National Football League, but it hasn't paid off yet. So you're traveling to New England, who got an inspired win last week against the Miami Dolphins. Drake May is looking pretty good, guys. Drake May is looking pretty good, and they're getting healthier. Christian Gonzalez may be back in the lineup. If you're Pittsburgh, guys, if you look at their schedule, you have to win this ball game, because after this game, you have backup quarterbacks coming down your way on your schedule. With Minnesota and Carson Wentz, and then Jake Browning in Cincinnati, and then eventually Cleveland Browns. This is a game you got to win, man. You got to win this game. And most importantly, defense got to be better. Because if you have no defense, you have no shot. Because you don't want to put that type of pressure like we saw on Aaron Rodgers week one against the Jets, where he got to score every drive. I don't know if he is equipped to do that when you look at what is surrounding him.
All right. I don't think it's going to happen. But what if the Chiefs go 0-3 and Russ throws like he did last week against the Cowboys? It is Chiefs at Giants. They are a six-point favorite on the road, but we know right now, B, they're struggling offensively.
Yes, and you just said something you don't think is going to happen, but you know what, Carl? When you make that statement, you didn't sound confident.
They don't scare anybody offensively right now.
Right.
Yes, and the thing about the Giants, guys, they lost last week, but they walked away feeling very, very confident. Better than what they did week one. So they're going to play, and this is the home opener. And the one thing about the Giants, they can put pressure on your quarterback. Pat Mahomes hasn't really been protected as clean as possible. And to your point, you know, without Xavier Worthy in the lineup, they don't scare you in terms of any threats. They can get behind coverage. So this is a low-key, very, very important ball game. Very, very important. Especially for Kansas City. Because the thing about Kansas City, You remember, guys, and growing up, I was a big-time boxing fan, and Mike Tyson was my guy. And I always felt like Mike Tyson made me afraid. But when I first saw him get put to sleep, I didn't feel the same way. And then guess what? Other boxers didn't feel the same way either. It's like now what we saw in the Super Bowl, that fear factor that Kansas City had against teams and for fans, fans don't feel that way anymore. They're like they're vulnerable. It's the opportunity.
It's gone.
And to your point, Carl, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. They got to get healthy, and right now, opposing teams are licking their chops because the window is open for them to kind of get some get back.
Remember when was it Marquez Pacquiao in that fourth fight when Pacquiao goes down? We had this. Remember the Filipino fans were like crying in the arena. Everything changed. Pacquiao
he got knocked out.
Yeah, just out. Yeah. I mean, out cold. I got Wandale Robinson in that game. Fantasy, by the way. That's the dude, Carl, the wide receiver. So hopefully he give me some points for the Giants. Real quick before we cut you loose, how much you loving the Packers? They go to Cleveland, 6.5-point favorite.
I love the Packers. I love the Packers. I love everything about the Green Bay Packers. And this is a game right here in terms of betting. This is where you cover. You know what I mean? You know, they got a saying in the betting world, good teams win, great teams cover. You should cover this ball game because of that defense. We just talked about the Giants and their front. Mm-hmm. The Packers defensively have one of the best fronts in the National Football League. And Joe Flacco does not have the athleticism to run for four quarters from Michael Parsons. And Jordan Love, I like this matchup for Jordan Love because low-key, the Cleveland Browns is a very, very feisty unit on the defensive side. They just kind of wear out because they don't get any assistance from the offense.
Yeah, they're out
But
there.
This is a game right here, man. Good teams win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball games, great teams cover. This is a coverable game for the Green Bay Packers. And I'm excited to see how this plays out.
It's up to 7.5 now.
I'm with you, and it should be. Green Bay's really good. I mean, they're not fooling. I don't think people understand that. That's a really good football team, and they got better with Parsons. Man, we got to run. B-Mac, appreciate you. Where you at this weekend, by the way?
Man, I'm actually right now, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska, getting ready for this Michigan versus Nebraska game. Tomorrow on CBS 3:30, man. Just had an opportunity to talk with Matt Rhule. He's fired up, man. I've never been here to Lincoln before, but this is a college atmosphere, man.
It is.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.